Monmouth city administrator says his deep roots in the community made the decision to leave a difficult one. Eric Hansen attended Monmouth College and has been city administrator for 5 years. In addition, his wife was born and raised in the Maple City. Despite those ties to Monmouth, he will head west next month to become city manager of Indianola, Iowa. Hansen says, ultimately, the decision hinged on the opportunities the new position offers.
It's obviously a bigger community, more responsibility, much bigger budget. Our budget here is $15, $16 million. It's $45 million there. Bigger departments, about double the staff, and they also have their own municipal utility. That's something that I haven't dealt with before, but I'm excited for that opportunity.
A lot of development has gone on in the downtown. Is that what you would say perhaps was most important, not only to the community, but also to you professionally in that five-year span?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the economic development stuff is always enjoyable and fun to work on. I mean, in terms of personal satisfaction, it's probably not, you know, in terms of the things that I, you know, as I look back, that are most important to me. There was a period there just before I got here where they were going to build an enormous police and fire station, and the mayor vetoed it, and there was a lot of disagreement because it was $5 or $6 million price tag, and you know, the city wasn't really in any financial position to do that. And so when I got here, I mean, I inherited this very contentious problem where there wasn't any agreement, and worked with council over a period of 6 or 8 months, worked with the chiefs and staff. And we were able to bring in new facilities, one police station and one fire station for, well, it was $2.5 million, so a little less than half of what the one building was going to projected to cost. And so they both have great facilities. They actually ended up with more space than what they would have had with their original design. And we actually improved overall fire coverage because we moved the one of our stations to the north. We still have one in the south, and so we actually have better overall coverage and response time throughout the city. So it did a number of things for us. Financially, it was great because it saved a lot of money, but yet solved a very critical need. But both the facilities, the police station is a brand new building that we built from the ground up. The fire station, we actually took a former manufacturing place and did an entire overhaul, which gave them a tremendous amount of space. It's a wonderful facility, and it will serve them a very, very long time. That was obviously pretty gratifying, mainly because it was such a contentious issue when I got here, and there was no agreement amongst the various parties. And by the time we got done, there was universal support for the plan, and we built it on a budget, stayed on budget, and the facilities are great to this day.
A lot of work at the water treatment plant, and of course that's a very extensive multi-phase project, but that was a significant project, or is continuing as a significant project.
When you're talking about the last actual wastewater treatment plant that we built, I think was in 1920. You know, it had some overhauls over time, but there hadn't been a complete rebuild of our wastewater treatment system for not quite 100 years. And then obviously in Monmouth we have the added situation where you have two large industrial clients that rely on our wastewater system in order to stay viable in our community, and there's, you know, a couple thousand jobs, you know, riding on it. So obviously maintaining the proper infrastructure and being able to treat that water is very important to our economy.
You're the city administrator. There is a mayor, obviously, but you're the day-to-day head of that operation. Have there been changes in the 5 years that you've been there? Have you been able to implement any policies that you feel are significant maybe people aren't aware of?
From the standpoint of, you know, creating some efficiencies, creating budget efficiencies, I mean, that's been a requirement mainly because of the state economy, although, you know, we should always be striving to best utilize tax dollars. I was very fortunate that when I got here, there were some great folks here. And so, you know, the credit goes to them, you know, working with me, working with council in terms of the direction that we wanted to take the city. Obviously, things that we've done internally in terms of, you know, moving forward with improving properties and the property maintenance process was very much a staff-driven initiative with the support of council that will have a long-term impact on the city long after I'm gone. And then, you know, within the structure of how we do departments, we do some things differently in community development and zoning and even in police and fire. And probably the biggest thing that I've been able to implement here is the cross-department cooperation getting each of the departments to communicate better and to work on projects of mutual interest for the city. And I think that's important because you have to use the resources that are available wisely, and sometimes, you know, that's using folks from across departments to make a project go forward.
Monmouth City Administrator Eric Hansen says his proudest achievement is helping put together that staff. He says he will leave the city in their capable hands. Hansen's last day on the job in Monmouth will be October 12th. He will start his new job the following week. I'm Jim Lenz.